This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Arvind Brunch.
And Christine Wong.
Let's have a quick update from Bursa at break before we move on to our next story here on Enterprise Biz Bytes. Arv.
So it is down by 0.20% at 1,516 points. Active stocks are Lambo Group, Pasukas Group and Serba Dynamic. The ringgit is at 4.20 against the US dollar, 3.13 against the Aussie dollar and 3.09 against the Sing dollar.
If you're only just joining us, folks, of course, this is Enterprise Biz Bytes. And at the beginning of the show, we've been speaking about how the spa and wellness industry have been hit hard by lockdown closures. The prolonged closure of the spa and wellness industry has increased concerns about the survivability of vulnerable groups that work in the industry, like single mothers and the blind community, as well as for the industry in general. If you have any feedback on that or you want to talk to us about it, get us via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. Twitter and Instagram, we're at BFM Radio if you want to contribute. We're going to move on. Oh, sorry, Chris, you have a message?
Yeah, it's actually in line with the second story that we're doing. This is Chin Ning who says, volunteers are not guaranteed to be vaccinated, but they have to face thousands of people every day.
That's what we'll be talking about right now. Of course, if you heard any of the news recently, you heard that 204 staff members from the Ideal Convention Centre, the IDCC-PPV, had to close after 204 of its staff members tested positive. This is a news piece that we've picked up on how volunteers and staff members at vaccination centres, PPVs, should be fully vaccinated before they are allowed to perform their duties at the centres. OCEL Group Chief Clinical and Innovative Scientist Dr. Chris C said the COVID-19 Immunisation Task Force, the CITF, should only consider taking in fully vaccinated individuals as volunteers to reduce the symptoms and spread of the virus. Here's a quote. I think at the fundamental level, CITF should ensure all volunteers are vaccinated completely with two doses. Even after two doses, it does not mean that the volunteers would not be infected with COVID-19, but it's a clear sign that symptoms will not be severe. We're in this for the long haul. I think logical and practical arrangements must be made to protect these volunteers. So besides completing their vaccination doses, the Malaysian Medical Association president, Datuk Dr. Subramania Moniandi, believes volunteers should wear N95 masks and face shields for maximum protection. All volunteers at the PPVs should be fully vaccinated. This is according to Datuk Dr. Subramania Moniandi. They should also be wearing N95 masks, face shields and ensuring they sanitise their hands regularly. The My Sejahtera check-in status of those going for their jabs and those accompanying them should also be properly checked before being allowed into the PPV. So as a precaution, the CITF also advised those present for vaccinations at IDCC between June the 29th to July 12th, 2021 to make a self-assessment for 10 days and conduct a COVID-19 screening test if they are found to be symptomatic. Vaccine appointments that were scheduled for yesterday have been rescheduled to a new date. Further action taken by the CITF to manage the outbreak at the PPV include changing the teams on duty to lessen the spread of the virus. Now, it seems that most of the staff there, I think it's about 88%, are already fully vaccinated, but there is a small portion of people that are not vaccinated, around about 12% or something. And it's a possibility that they were on rotation during this period. But I don't know about you guys, but in my mind, if you are volunteering to work at a PPV, there should have been some checks and balances to make sure that you are fully vaccinated before you're allowed to work there.
Yeah, for your safety and for everyone else's safety as well.
Right.
I'm just thinking about the optics of this whole thing. Like, you know, we keep like encouraging people to go get vaccinated and we have the PSAs to go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
And there are many people who don't want to sort of even step out of their homes because they are afraid of getting infected at some point. This just like the whole optics of this situation and how damaging it is to people who are hesitant and people who don't want to sign up. And, you know, they will take this in, not to say all the wrong ways, but this is going to affect them and impact them in ways that shouldn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know, and I say this, I preface this by saying that nowadays I focus more on the the daily vaccination numbers instead of the infected numbers, just for my own mental health, and especially after yesterday's figures. And I know that we're reaching like those high sums. We broke 400,000 daily vaccinations, I think.
Yeah.
All that. So efficiency, you know, PPVs, all grateful for all those things. But from the other perspective, as difficult as it is to get people to sign up, this is just going to demotivate a lot of people, I think.
Chris, any thoughts?
Yeah, no, I think that it's also one of those things where at this point, right, I think we, like you said, the vaccination numbers are at a point where it should have been enough for all PPV volunteers to be vaccinated by now. And I think, you know, that could even be part of the incentive as well to volunteer, you know, like so that you can maybe speed up your vaccinations or something, or you can, I don't know, something like that. I don't have the exact solution because
volunteer, we'll guarantee you that you get fully vaccinated.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Something, and then after you get fully vaccinated, you know, no matter how long it takes, then you can volunteer, right?
Yeah,
but have that guarantee that you will be protected, right? Because it's also, you know, these are the people who are trying to help out our already exhausted frontliners by volunteering to essentially be kind of frontliners themselves temporarily.
Yeah.
So it's everyone's responsibility to try and make sure that, you know, whatever we're doing in order to help ourselves out of this pandemic situation, we do it right.
I mean, and sorry, I'll carry on.
No, I was going to say, like, because technically, I mean, from the point of view of the people, these should be the safest places.
Yeah.
Because they are so medical heavy, you know what I mean? It's literally the place that's giving you the vaccines. So these should be the safest places that you can go to. They should have like the highest sort of like SOPs and the highest safety standards. I know it's not always possible. I get it. But yeah, I'm just going back to the whole thing about, you know, the optics and what people are going to, how it's going to shape people's impressions moving forward.
I'm sure there was quite a bit of scolding going off yesterday and the day before when this news kind of broke. But, you know, for me, as somebody who hasn't been vaccinated yet and for somebody who has to go to be vaccinated, I'm going to say it didn't put me off. It's not going to put me off because, you know, this is something we all have to do and I want to do it, you know, to create that sense of safety for myself, safety for my friends and family. I'm still going to go and do it. But you're right, Arv. For a moment, I was just like, oh, come on, you know?
Exactly.
And hopefully, fingers crossed, this is just a blip. This is just a hiccup where there was an oversight that somebody has picked up on. And of course, any news right now that is related to COVID in any shape or form is going to get blown out of proportion.
Yes.
And whether or not you want to look at it as being blown out of proportion, it is what it is. It's been dealt with, and now we can move on with it, right?
And just to clarify, please go get vaccinated, number one.
Yes.
Number two, if you are vaccinated and you have the capacity to be a volunteer, maybe check out volunteering at a PPV as well.
Yeah. On that note, we're going to take a short break. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Breakdown here on BFM 89.9. When we come back, final story of the day. What are we talking about, Arv?
We are going to talk about more aid packages for SMEs.
A positive-ish story.
Yeah.
Wow, feels good. Music then, Tom Petty. Here we are on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.